From NPR Music, this is it, the All Songs Considered Year in Review 2011. We have NPR Music critic Ann Powers, he's in Alabama, Song of the Day editor Stephen Thompson, he's here in Washington, and joining us briefly between new baby diaper changes, complete with a spreadsheet of feeding schedules and more, Robin Hilton. A reminder to vote for your favorite music of the year. You can find that poll online till December 13, so vote now. On this show, we'll play you our favorite songs, tell you our favorite albums, we'll talk about trends, but let's start with discovery. And for Ann Powers, her discovery, her favorite new artist, wasn't far from home.
I feel so lucky to have discovered or been part of the discovery of this band. Bob, I know you've come to like this band a lot too. They're called the Alabama Shakes. They're from Athens, Alabama, a small town just outside of Huntsville. And they have this singer, Brittany Howard, that you fall in love the minute you see or hear her. I think they're going to blow up massively this coming year. Let's listen to a little bit of their song, Hold On.
Hard not to like.
I wish you could see me raising my fist in the air when she hits that high note. I love it.
Wow. I've yet to see this live, but people who have totally knocked out. I looked at some YouTubes. She looks pretty great up there.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
I think we're gonna do a little more with this band in 2012. I don't think this is the last time you're gonna hear the Alabama Shakes on an NPR Music product.
Excellent. So we're doing new artist of the year. That was Ann Powers, Alabama Shakes. Robin Hilton.
I'm going to go with a group called Little Scream. We had on All Songs Considered earlier this year. Little Scream is one person. Her name is Laurel Springlemeyer. She's originally from Iowa, now based in Montreal. She put out what I just think is just an absolutely captivating record. It's called The Golden Record. It's got a lot of push and pull. It's very powerful, very delicate. It's very dreamy and meditative, but also very poppy and catchy.
Like you, Robin.
That's right.
I like to think of myself
Robin
as
Hilton
that.
In song form.
Well, let's listen and you decide for yourselves. Little Scream, this song is called Cannons from the Golden Record.
Just as I had dreamed it. we see are skeletons. We all know by name. The people we see are skeletons. We all know by name. The people we see are skeletons. We all know by name. The people we see are skeletons. We all know by name.
Yeah, I love this record, this whole album. This is a little scream. There were moments on this record that was just, you felt like it was just going to disappear, and then there was something like that.
Yeah, it's part PJ Harvey, part Juliana Barwick, I thought, who was another great discovery for me this year, Juliana Barwick. But yeah, her voice, Laurel Springlemeyer, her voice just sends me, and I love it set against the grid of those guitars. There's a lot. If you really listen, just focus on the guitars on this track in particular, you can hear there are a lot of different layers, each one a little different shade of grit.
My discovery is a group called Caveman, which guitar-wise fits exactly in that place where the layers of the guitar are exactly what make this band hit all of those sweet spots for me, where there's a beautiful wash that you get from the guitar, but then you also get lots of great melody. And I went to see them at CMJ, and they were the first show that I couldn't get into because there was a fairly big line, and I found out they were playing the next day in more unofficial capacity, and there were 12 people, or maybe 20, but they knocked me out. So I'm going to play a song from Caveman. I'm going to play a song called Old Friend. Caveman.
Does anyone else feel the 1980s in this a little bit?
Well, I was feeling the Kinks, actually. The melody really is very Kinksian.
Yeah.
I can hear that, yeah.
Good one. Good one. Stephen Thompson.
Well, I've got a Finnish dream pop band called Delay Trees. This was a record I particularly loved sort of playing in the car. I like how their songs are sort of each one takes like a Sigur Rós song's worth of build and kind of compresses it into a little bit more digestible kind of 3 and 4 minute pop songs. Just love it. This one starts slowly and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The song is called Gold.
Thank you.
Even as much as I hate to admit this, I think I like your pick more than mine. I love my pick.
Well, you know, anyone who knows me knows that I am a man who is loath to share credit with my colleagues. But Otis Hart, who has been on this show,
Mr. Electronica,
he's the one who reached out to me and said, I think you would like this band, which sort of made me assume that it was going to be some milquetoast folk pop. but he was damn right. This is really one of the finds of the year for me. The whole record's really terrific. This song opens it and is just a complete knockout.
Delay Trees is the band. We did so Best New Artists, and Powers picked Alabama Shakes. Robin picked Little Scream. I picked the Caveman, and that was Delay Trees. Let's go on to biggest surprises. I sort of task everybody to sort of think of a moment or something, just a nugget for this year that was a surprise to you. And let's go ahead and start with Ann Powers in Alabama.
Well, my biggest surprise was not a surprise for many people, but it's about The Roots, the great hip-hop band, maybe the greatest live hip-hop band of all time. They have a new record that's just coming out this week called Undone. And I've always admired and respected The Roots, but never have I loved a record instantly the way I love this Roots record. Yep. It bowled me over in a way that their music has never done before, and I'm just hooked. So we're going to hear a track from Undone by The Roots. It's called The Other Side, and it features the singer Bilal on the hook.
Yeah, we obviously need to tone it down a bit. Run around town, spending time like it's counterfeit. Everybody catching hay fever like sinuses. Step in my arena, let me show y'all who the highness is. You might say I could be doing something positive. Humble head down low and broke like promises. Soaking and broken in a joke like comics is. Not enough paper to be paying folks compliments. But when that paper got low, so did my tolerance. And it ain't no truth in it there without the consequence. Listen, if not for these hood inventions, I'll be just another kid from the block
with no intentions. On the dock of that bay, serving a life sentence. Even if I'm going to hell, I'm gonna make an entrance. Yeah, let them know I'm getting cheese like omelets is. But I'm the toast of the town like Thomas is.
We're all on a journey.
This in remembrance of faces from the past we no longer have an image of. Carrying cold-blooded hearts that never been for love. Brothers keep going for theirs but never get enough. World travelers that seen it all and did enough, only to return and learn the world wasn't big enough. Damn, how long has it been? I guess the jig is up. Now all I know is I'm about to wake this nigga up. Yeah, that hindsight, 2020. Now niggas dead on the money, try to take something from me. It's a wrap like a mummy. Undone, I am becoming. And when he's tired of running through the layers of the onion, he'll probably shed a tear, cause there'll be no more fast times. Just as we minds fold out like a bad sign. He never had enough and got confused when they asked why. Life is only a moment of time and it passed by.
In some ways, when I saw this record coming out, I thought, this is hard. You get a big, good record right at the end of the
year.
I know.
A really thought-provoking record.
But yeah. I have not digested this record yet.
It takes a while, but it's really worth it. And Black Thought, some of the best rhyming from him that I've ever heard, too, that we were just listening to.
This is a fantastic, fantastic
I could not
record.
Make it loud enough in my headphones. Yeah.
Great
choice. But this whole record is really great from start to finish.
This is The Roots. Song's the other side. Nice pick, Ann Powers. We're doing surprises of the year, and the fact that Robin's here is one of them.
I'm going to go with my big surprise of the year was the return of Jeff Mangum of Neutral Milk Hotel. He's been most famous these past 10, 11, 12 years for not for being completely out of the public eye. He put out as Neutral Milk Hotel in 1998 in The Airplane Over the Sea, an incredible record, and then promptly disappeared. And this year he started showing up doing live performances again. He actually went on tour, and he's got an amazing box set coming out of all this great previously unreleased tracks and demos as Neutral Milk Hotel. I'm actually waiting for mine to show up on my doorstep at any time.
He was going to deliver it, and I told him, you were pretty busy with a baby.
Jeff, not a good time, man. His absence has only made fans that much more rabid for his return, and I'm going to play a cut. This is going to be included in the box set. The song is called You've Passed.
Thank you.
channeling the spirit of Syd Barrett.
Oh, totally. Yeah. This song was recorded in 1994. You can hear, which was 4 years before In the Aeroplane Over the Sea came out, and you can hear how he's getting close to that sound that he captured so beautifully and perfectly on In the Aeroplane. This song, there's a version of this song that first appeared on a record called On Avery Island, and this is an unreleased version of that, which I actually like better than the one that's on the record.
Robin, you were busy becoming a dad and stuff. Did you get a chance to actually see Jeff Mangum play live?
I did not. I do plan on telling my child that I will, you know, I've resented
him. Always hold it against him.
Return to Jeff Mangum, Neutral Milk Hotel.
For me, a surprise was the lack of enthusiasm amongst most of the people I know about the Radiohead record and in our discussions for the 50 albums.
I'm actually a little baffled by that. I don't have an explanation for it myself, because if you asked me what I thought of the record, I'd say it's brilliant. I love it. But it didn't chart for me at all when I was thinking of things for the show.
It's in the same boat. It's like they're are absolutely brilliant tunes on that record, but I don't come listening to the album from top to bottom.
I couldn't conjure a note of that record in my head.
Is it more a reflection, though, on how great a year this was for music than that record?
I'm not sure that is. I think there were a couple of things on that record that felt like the opening cut, which was a really cool rhythm going on, or the song Feral. There was not a melody, there wasn't anything there, but then there's some brilliant pieces like Lotus Flower that were, and really his voice and the guitar was what brought it together, and that's what was missing on a bunch of the songs was.
Yeah, there were no misses on it for me, but I don't know why.
I don't necessarily think there were misses, but for me there just wasn't like that one amazing perfect song the way that there have been on every record.
But one of the opposite end of that from another well-known band is how Wilco made this absolutely astonishing record.
Yeah, this was actually my pick for surprise of the year. For the last 10 years, Wilco has been making these records that everyone in the office paid attention to except me. And you talk about
are you including or not including Yankee Hotel Foxtrot?
No, I'm including. Okay. No, I'm that record.
That was the last one
that's,
for
that's
you.
That's the last record.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. The
even A Ghost Is Born, which is this clearly incredibly inventive, brilliant record, just went right through me. And I just didn't feel that. I didn't feel any deep connection to it. And then they put out a couple of records of these kind of so-so, kind of middling records.
They were pretty forgettable for me. I
Sky Blue Sky and Wilco the Album, which, boy, there are days you could say, name the last two Wilco records before this one, and it might have taken me a moment. This record, The Whole Love, I just adored. I thought it's bookended by these kind of rambling but really thoughtful records that are super long but need to be super long. And then there are these concise, smart, interesting, little nuggets sort of all the way through. And I just love the way this record splits the difference between these kind of experimental wanderings, but that concise craft that this band is so just has that amazing ability for. For me, it's never better than the first track, which just, again, I was talking about Delay Trees before, just builds and builds and builds into something that just knocks me over. The song is called Art of Almost.
Yeah, I think it was Robin who said, and you'll listen to this when we do it, which is that just when you think any other band would have given up and called it a song at about 4 minutes in, that's when it really just takes off.
That's so, when, and I want us to play, we can play some of the beginning of the song, but I do want to build.
Yeah, let's scooch ahead.
Scooch ahead if we could.
Or just play it.
It's only 7 minutes and 17 seconds.
Yeah.
The song is called Art of Almost. So we were running ahead of schedule before.
You guys, Lord, that song. It just leaves me speechless.
You guys would have had to cut off both my arms to pull that down, but nobody was even thinking of doing that because we were all, and including, I'm sure, Ann and Alabama.
Enraptured. Yeah. I just want to propose a Roots Wilco Battle of the Bands next year.
Both those bands are just so incredibly, in addition to being great, they're also just so unbelievably competent. And that sounds like faint praise, but they really
not
are.
Not just great, but competent. But,
you know, I do that all the time. Like, I don't just love you, I like you, you know? But they're two completely different things. Like, they're just unbelievably proficient, but they do it in the service of great songwriting.
Yeah, nice. Well put. I'm Bob Boylan, sitting around with Stephen Thompson, Robin Hilton, and Ann Powers. We're talking about Best New Artist of the Year. We're talking about Prizes of the Year. And we'll get to songs and albums of the year, too. But let's talk about trends a minute. Things we've seen. Robin Hilton?
Well, I would actually say the return of Jeff Mangum illustrated.
I'd like to talk about Elephant Six for a while.
Illustrated one trend this year, which was a big year for returns, especially. This is going to sound kind of comical, but if you were a band from Athens, Georgia, and big in the 90s, this was the year to come back because Olivia Trimmer.
Except for REM, who Olivia Trimmer to go away.
Olivia Trimmer Control came back. Neutral Milk Hotel came back. The Glands came back. But it was also a year for Paul Simon came back. This is his first return to the top five of the charts, in over 20 years. Greg Allman
and
put out a record.
And an excellent record.
Yeah, excellent record. Yes, put out a record. Robbie Robertson put out a record. Sly Stone put out a record.
This really was the year of Yes, wasn't it?
I'm just saying, you know, all these bands that, you know, you haven't thought of in eons came out with records.
You had some, me until
some
Yes.
Better, some of them better than others.
And
for
one
sure.
I know you all love, Kate Bush. I know
yes.
you all love her
yeah,
so much.
Absolutely. That's another great one. So I don't need to play anything, but that was one.
I just wanted to talk for a little while.
And you have returned, Robin Hilton.
Yes.
You've returned to us.
Yeah, momentarily.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned sort of the year of the comeback or whatever, because the trend that I had sort of been bandying about in my head and brainstorming with Mr. Jacob Gans, our illustrious non-Robin Hilton producer, is the idea of reclamation of things that are sort of much maligned. And so, you know, thinking about like certainly the immense amount of 80s influence in not only pop music, but in Bon Iver, where it's got a song that sounds like a Bruce Hornsby outtake. These bands that certainly repurpose, you know, not a lot of 90s sounds, whether it's, you know, everything from, you know, Dinosaur Jr. to all, you know, to, you know, lots and lots and lots of stuff. The fact that I went to see The Muppets, you know, the new Muppet movie, and it has We Built This City in it, in a montage sequence, which is obviously intended to be somewhat ironic, but really does kind of leave you leaving the theater going, We Built This City. So the repurposing of things that are viewed as, not that the 80s and 90s are automatically viewed as horrible, but anyway, the example that I'm going to actually play is based on an idea that Jacob mentioned, which is the return of the ukulele.
Or, as Eddie Vedder pronounces it, ukulele.
Ukulele, yes. I was thinking about playing an Eddie Vedder song just for Ann Powers.
I'd be just smiling down here. I love him.
Who has an intense love of Eddie Vedder. But instead, we'll go with one of certainly our big records of the year, the Toon Yards album Who Kill, which has ukulele all over it. And I figured I would pick a track that is very uke specific.
This is going to really sound great.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Okay.
I'm just glad that Robin had that at the ready. It happened to be on your iTunes.
Hands down, one of the worst songs in the history of worst songs.
Yeah, let's
the worst.
We need a palate cleanser. Meryl.
Well, you can actually play Toon Yards.
Yeah, we could actually do
that'll
that.
That'll do it.
Please.
Yeah. Now that everything is gonna be okay. Now that everything is gonna be alright. What if, baby, I cannot see the sound? What if, baby, I cannot hear the light? Now that everything is gonna be okay. Now that everything is gonna be alright. What if, baby, I cannot see the sound? What if, baby, I cannot hear the light? What's that about? What's that about? Into
And of course, our illustrious producer, Mr. Jacob Gans, points out to me during the song, he's like, you know, you talked about ukuleles, the 80s and 90s, you completely forgot saxophones, which are all over this Tune Yards
absolutely,
record.
Absolutely.
So the appropriation of the much maligned is my trend for the year. That was You Yes You by Tune Yards.
That's a good one. There are a number of bands I've been listening to where my wife hears it and says, it's totally 80s music, and you hate 80s music. Why do you love that? And I don't have an explanation for it, but... It is. A lot of those sounds coming back.
I think it's because many of your opinions are just utterly fraudulent.
That
I think it's because
it.
you actually love 80s music. Admit it. Admit it.
Well, I think two things happen. I think, and you've said this before, Robin, I think some of the production itself is what killed it because the songs deep down were
not
too bad. Like when they did saxophone in the 80s, it was put through sorts of reverbs and so forth that it was like putting under a microscope. It was like magnifying what was already beautiful, and so it was just made everything over the top. And I think that's a
garish.
I have to mention that one of the main saxophone events of the year was Lady Gaga recruiting Clarence Clemons of the East Street Band to play on her record, right? And he passed away soon after, so we lost one of the great rock saxophonists, but he went out with the flourish.
And that Colin Stetson show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was killer.
Yeah, the Colin Stetson set at South by Southwest, which is online to hear, is it's just from another planet.
Yeah.
And that was my saxophone event for the year.
Yeah, that completely reinvented the saxophone for me. I loved that set.
Amazing. A lot of electronica this year. Maybe I'm just coming to it, or maybe it's just gotten better, but there's been so much great electronica. I'm trying to think of the Tim Hecker, a bunch of things at Moogfest that I saw. Tim Hecker was one, M83 another, Iman Tobin was another, James Blake record, Nicholas Jarre. They just make my stereo just jump and my room shake, and they're delicious to listen to. You know, they really are. They're ear candy, but they're also I think the songs are getting better, and I think some of it was like the technology made the sounds really cool, and I think there's a lot more understanding of how to make these records more accessible. And one of the people doing that is this guy, Apparat is the name of the artist, and he's a German electronic musician. I like to play a song called Black Water. We're about 2 minutes in to this song here, and it just builds and builds, and it's just fabulous. APPART. Sasha Ring is the artist. Did I just spell that wrong?
Yeah, you missed the last
editor.
A.
Could I?
You missed the last
part.
You spelled apart.
Well, now you'll remember it even more.
Apart.
That's right. Sasha Ring is the artist, German synth player.
Interesting. That felt like a companion piece to the Delay Trees a little bit. That same kind of like buildy. Pretty.
And the M83 record was. Yeah. I thought it was a brilliant record. Did a whole lot of that this year. We're talking trends and powers.
Well, that leads nicely into my trend because a lot of the artists involved in this trend use electronics. I was amazed by the number of, let's call them Lady Auteurs or Daughters of Kate Bush, who made records this year. Great records. Seriously, though, I mean, Kate Bush herself, we mentioned. PJ Harvey came back with a great record this year. Young artists like Anna Calvi, Zola Jesus, Michelle Andeghiacello, Tori Amos made a record this year. And I want to stress maybe my favorite of all of the lady artistes this year, St. Vincent. And we're going to hear a song from her fantastic record, Strange Mercy.
And the song we're going to hear...
Oh, it's called Cheerleader.
Yes.
I've had good times with some bad guys. I've told whole lies with a half smile. Held your bare bones with my clothes on. I've thrown rocks, then hit both my arms. I don't know what good it serves. Pour in my purse in the dirt.
Nice pick.
I love this record so much. Annie Clark, you know, she's a killer guitarist, an amazing conceptualist, fantastic singer. It's all there.
Great performer.
Favorite song on the record, too, for me.
Yeah, good,
good choice.
Yeah.
I really like the title track. I don't know what's going on in it. It really freaks me out, but I love it.
Cruel's pretty great, too. I'm talking with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers, Robin Hilton. I'm Bob Boylan, and you're listening to All Songs Considered Year in Review. We'll be back. I just got to do the radio thing here.
We'll be back right after this.
We'll be back right after this. I'm here with the animal.
With cups and cakes.
Doesn't it feel good?
So let's do it. Let's get to Album of the Year, and then we'll do Song of the Year. Robin Hilton, Album of the Year?
The Bright Eyes record, it came out at the beginning of the year, and I thought it's going to take a hell of a record to knock this off as number one.
A lot of hell of a record.
Yeah, Wilco came really close. I actually really liked the Radiohead record, but I ultimately settled on Bright Eyes. The record is The People's Key, because there were other records that had songs I liked more, but as a whole album, that something that needed to be listened to as a whole. The People's Key, for me, stands out the most. It's a concept record. It's a very heavy record, and it gets into themes of really the whole meaning of life. It's very cosmic. There's talk of alien, lizard people, UFOs, time travel, the origins of life. And it's all wrapped up in this, I just think, in some of the best songs that Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes have ever written. And so if the record is sort of a search for the meaning of life, they settle on the meaning of life being that it is to love one another.
And spoiler
turns out we're supposed to love one another.
Jesus, what are you gonna do about that, Rob?
And the song that sums that up is called appropriately, One for You, One for Me.
God, all year from now on, Stephen, we can just remind him that there were your favorite album. What was that message of your favorite record?
I know you just told me to cram it, but I believe a man named Connor Oberst that thinks differently. Yeah.
Sounds good every time.
Yeah, this is the closing cut to The People's Key, Bright Eyes. It's really an indictment, the song is, against greed and selfishness. And he says, you know, he's saying one for you, one for me throughout the entire song, but he closes by saying that we really live in a world where that's a lie. It's I and I. Everything is I and I. And wow.
It's Merry it's Christmas, very, everyone!
But
it's very, very Leonard Cohen-like, I think, that song. It's got that hymn-like quality that he hits on a lot.
Yeah, it is sort of a hymn. And, you know, I think it's the best record Bright Eyes has ever done, Connor Oberst has ever done. He doesn't need a career-making record, but this is one, in my eyes. People's Key.
Excellent. That live concert back in March.
Top five shows I've ever seen, too. I just got goosebumps thinking about it.
I saw some amazing shows this year, too. That, you know, of all the years seeing shows, that Sufjan Stevens show for me was show of my lifetime, almost.
Bob got to see Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah. I just needed to rub.
He got to see Jeff
Robin. I was just going
to
say, Robin, did you get to see Jeff Mangan?
No, didn't get. He got to see Olivia Tremor Control. He got to see Radiohead.
I saw Toon Yards in New York at the pier. They were amazing.
It's Bob and Bob. That's what it is here on this show.
You're supposed to share your love.
And people are horrible.
I was just going to say, Ant Powers, but after that line, that just... Ant Powers, your album of the year.
Well,
lousy transition.
Well, it's kind of a perfect transition in a way, though, because we're going from this message of sharing and this spiritual effort to my album of the year is about material wealth, fame, kind of the flip of that coin. Although I think it's also a very deep look into the strange mix of sort of entitlement and burden that a lot of young people feel today. It's Drake's album, Take Care. And this is the title track.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. I've asked about you and they told me things, but my mind didn't change and I still feel the same. What's a life with no fun? Please don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours. Like I will, my only wish is I die real. Cause that truth hurts and those lies heal. And you can't sleep thinking that he lies still. So you cry still, tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste. All pushing me away so I give a space. All dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I would care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy and the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go slow. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to hide. Seen all my mistakes, so look me in my eyes. Cause if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost.
Hear a little of the XX in there, right?
Yes, they're using a remix that Jamie XX did of a Gil Scott-Heron version of an old Brooke Benton song originally popular by Bobby Blue Bland. And in that, the history of hip-hop, right there.
Awesome.
And
wow.
It's got Rihanna. And Rihanna, who I'm glad I included, because, Stephen, I know you almost included her.
We will get to Rihanna later.
Oh.
No, we won't.
You and I will get to Rihanna
later. We
already
later.
Did. We will, talk,
floor,
we will talk briefly about Rihanna
we
later.
We already have.
Take me with you.
Oh, man. I'm going to just take us somewhere completely different. I'm going to take us to Fife. To Fife, everybody!
Best drum and fife band you've heard all year.
Yes, my album of the year is the Royal Scots Dragoon Guard.
Let me get out my kilt.
Oh, you have one too?
Only on special occasions.
It is a record I've talked about way too much, probably. This
agreed.
No.
We've been so civil.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Actually, not quite.
If you were gonna sass Bob, you could have at least been right.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen.
I know I'm on you're alone in this, but that's
yes.
Right.
The record is by King Creosote and John Hopkins. It's called Diamond Mind. It's a look and a study and in song and in sound of life in a small Scottish town. Doesn't romanticize it. Paints sort of hard pictures of what life is like there, what people think. And it's a beautiful study in life in 7 short songs, beautifully done, gorgeous sounds recorded by John Hopkins. And then these great, great songs by Kenny Anderson, King Creosote. I'm going to play you a song that I cannot stop listening to, and whenever I play it for somebody, they just basically turn into a pool of tears. And the name of the song is Bubble.
I think it's Booble.
Bublé.
I believe was just going to say it's Bublé. Darn it!
You guys are killing me.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I won't let you fall. As low as I something were wrong. So who's been unfair? Who causes you sorrow? And who's been unkind? Who've burst your bubble?
Here.
Bob's blood has slowed down. Robin and I are both sitting here next to each other, and we're both furious.
We're holding hands.
We're both furious for two completely different reasons. Robin is furious because he hates this record.
Because his
heart is made of tar. And I am furious because I have been Bob blocked. This is by far my favorite album of the year, and I can't talk about it on the show, and I can't talk about it anywhere, because every time anybody needs to talk about this album, it's all Bob talking about how this is my favorite album of the year, it transports me to another place, and blah, 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 I love this record. This record is so great.
Let's listen to a little more.
Yeah,
hi,
let's.
Steven,
let's
you and
actually,
me?
Can, let's just play Bats in the
Robin,
Attic.
Can That's I my turn favorite up your headphones? Okay. We'll be nice.
Yeah, I everything on paper. I should love this record, but
you
I
should.
Don't know why. I see it all there, but for some reason it doesn't work for me.
I think it's probably because this melody right here, this is totally you, but I think it's the accent.
Maybe the voice, something in the voice. I do like John Hopkins.
This record
a lot.
Is perfect.
Yeah,
it's a perfect record.
I'm gonna take it home.
I'm going to listen to it again.
Why don't you marry it?
Oh, don't think I wouldn't.
Stephen Thompson, you get your choice here.
Since I've been cruelly denied my actual album of the year, I'm going to pick my...
Who turned you on to that record?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. I mean, Bob gave me one of the greatest gifts that can be given, which is that record.
Good Lord.
You're just wrong, man. I'm sorry.
We better move on.
So I'm gonna pick an album. And one reason that I am actually delighted to talk about this record is I feel like this record is starting to develop a little bit of an unsightly backlash against this album.
What do you mean?
This is
which album?
The album would be Bon Iver.
I think you're crazy.
You think I'm crazy for loving it or crazy for...
No, because he was just nominated for 3 Grammys. There's no backlash.
There is a critical...
Someone would say that is indicating...
Yes, there is a certain smarty pants backlash against this record, primarily directed at its last song, which, fine. You are welcome to hate the last song on this record. But this is a glorious, wonderful, beautiful, heartfelt, sincere, gorgeous record that I listen to again and again and again and again.
Do you like it, Steven?
I do. Let's play a song from that record, shall we? It is called Perth. The album is Bon Iver by Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm. What I know what it is pouring, wiring up. You're breaking your crown.
For many, their concert of the year, I think.
Yeah, this was my concert of the year. And,
was up there for me, too, definitely.
That dun, 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 in concert, oh my lord.
Did you do that again?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. It's more majestic when I do it.
They opened with this song.
You sort of really captured it, I think. Hang on, let me pull this all the way out one more time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good night, Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the Fife and Drum Band?
The, I got my kilt.
What would a year be without Stephen talking about Bon Iver?
I feel like a few years have passed since we had to pass around the old Iver jar. Yeah. Because we talked about this band too much. But
I want to say it was just the same time last year, but I don't
know. No, it was a couple years ago. It was a couple years. And it's a completely different record from the one that all of us gassed on about at such great length on this show. But while it's completely different, it's still coming from, I think, a similarly sort of earnest and heartfelt and beautiful and very fearless place.
Excellent. And that guitar sound is killer.
Yeah. It's just a great sounding record.
So albums of the year, we had Bright Eyes, King Creosote, Drake record, Bon Iver. Let's go out on Song of the Year, shall we? And we'll play entire songs. The listener poll is up, so you should vote for your, we'll give you what, 10 choices. We have a list of about 250 songs, somewhat like that, and somewhere like that. 250 songs. You pick 10. If it's not on the list, there's room for write-ins, and we'll announce those results soon. So keep an eye for that. We'll do a show, and we'll put on the blog. We'll put the full list of, let's say, the top 100 listener picks for 2011. And it's always fascinating to see in those lists not just the top 10, but all the stuff that bubbles under that top 10. So that'll be coming up. So go vote for in the listener poll. Let's do Song of the Year. Let's start off with Robin Hilton.
I have by far, I think, the most kick-ass song of the year by a band called Herzog. The group's from Cleveland. This song is called Silence. Let's just get right to it.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland! To hear the sound of the sound.
Sound of things absolutely falling apart.
Oh, that song is so... I've listened to that song 100 times.
Hey, Robin, when this taping is over, I'm going to hand you a thumb drive. From there, you will know what to do.
That voice at the beginning, which is so perfect to kick this song off, is former Cincinnati Bengals head coach Sam Wyche. And I guess fans had been throwing garbage and whatnot onto the field, and he finally grabbed the PA mic, and you hear him yell, you know, you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati! I don't even know what that has to do with the rest of the song, but it's so perfect.
Yeah, totally.
It's so perfect.
That's Herzog, great. H-E-R-Z-O-G, like the guy who did Aguirre, the Wrath of God. Yes.
Yes, which also kicks ass.
Yeah. Awesome. Stephen Thompson, Song of the Year.
All right.
Bob, sit back, ladies.
You know, why do I feel like I'm about to be berated?
Bob Boylan is the enemy of love. I wanted to pick We Found Love by Rihanna.
But she was being represented anyway
as the song of the year. Because I wanted
it's a great song.
It is a great song. I wanted to end my year on All Songs Considered on a cheerful...
You just did.
On a cheerful, beautiful, upbeat, life-affirming note of compassion and grandeur.
However, you wanted to be Stephen Thompson, which would be
so,
not that.
So Bob was like, hey, how about something else?
Bob was like...
So, okay, I will go with my second favorite song, which is...
You've had to pick a lot of seconds because of me.
It's called Estate Sale Sign, and it is about the detritus from destroyed lives. So I hope Bob Boylan is happy. This is a completely and utterly fantastic song that I've probably played out at top volume in my car 400 to 500 times this year.
I also have to say, we didn't do it justice this year on All Songs Considered, so I'm glad to give Mountain Goats
absolutely
a little bit of a time.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands, but this song just destroys. The album is called All Eternals Deck. The song is called Estate Sale Sign.
Crude little wooden idols and aviator sheds, the trinkets and the treasures we brought back from the Crusades. Some guy in an Impala shakes his head when he rides by, but I remember when we shared a vision, you and I. Worked hard to build this altar, we made it earn its keep. The cracks across its surface, spider web, well, we're asleep.
Next week on All Songs Considered, Stephen Thompson will do the karaoke version of that song.
It involves bellowing.
Yeah, it does.
Bellowing. John Darnielle is such a genius lyricist. And Robin, he became a new dad this year, too, just like you.
Oh, I'll give him a call.
You should. You could schedule some examinations of diapers together.
Right, or see if he has a spreadsheet of eating habits and excretion.
Yeah. My God. Excretion.
Speaking
There's
of
no
excretion.
Segue out of that.
Speaking of excretion, Bob Boylan has a...
It's time for my pick. Song of the year. Well, I don't even know where to go. Okay. So my song of the year is... sounds like a song that could have come out maybe right around 1963 or something, or 64, except it kicks a lot more. It's darker than anything that would have been, well, almost darker than anything I could think of back then, except maybe He Hit Me and It Felt like a Kiss. Kiss. Yeah. Is maybe the only other song like that. This is a group called Cults, two people, Madeline Follin and Brian Oblivion. Two film students, close friends. They work together as a team, making the record. They tour with a band. And what I love about this song is how, and lots of songs, there's history of this in songs where it starts off super quiet so that you go to your dial and turn it up. And then when it kicks in extra loud. LCD Sound System does that a lot, and they do it here. Let's listen to the song called Abducted. Dark lyrics, too. Cults from their self-titled record. The song's called Abducted, and wow, I love that song. So here's what we're going to do. We have already online NPR Music's 50 albums of the year. Tell us and vote for your favorite albums of the year. So those results will be coming out. We'll do a show and a blog post and stuff about that. We have coming something we've never done before, 100 songs of the year, and that's going up soon too. And then top 10 list from most of us. I know I'm going to try to get mine up this week, Stephen.
Me too.
You too.
Me too.
Great.
Robin, however, has a baby.
So he's going to do the top 10 diapers.
Oh, who can forget this one from December 13th?
Oh, that was after the pears and the... All right. So, I think we're done. So, Ann Powers, you're going to take us out on probably what might be the best known song of anything that we've played on this show, do you think?
Do you think so? Well, if I'd picked my other favorite song of the year, Lady Gaga's You and I, maybe that would be even more better known than my pick, but... All I'll say is, what do you give the woman who has everything? Beyonce is the woman who has everything, and so you give her a song, which she did co-write with about 300 other people, that contains dancehall, funk, reggae, brass band, soul, Vegas. Everything is in this song. It's called Countdown, and it is the song of the year.
Beautiful.
Boyz II Men are in there, too.
Great show, everybody. This is fun. I hope you get turned on to some good music here and tell us.
Yeah, I did. There's so much on here that I haven't spent enough time with.
It's awesome.
Very awesome.
All right.
Collection.
And that's the whole point of the end of year list. Don't write us and say, dear idiots, please. We've got enough of those things.
How could you forget?
We do want to know what we left off, but you know.
Lutelica.
Thank you.
I thought Bob might mention the Lisa Hannigan record as your best discovery of the year.
Yeah, I almost did. Yeah. I just love her. I'm going to put her on one of my songs
Marling.
Of the year.
Yeah, oh, definitely the Laura Marling.
I appeared on a show and didn't talk about Y-Oak.
That's right.
Stephen,
I have a feeling we're going to see that.
I failed.
You failed. You can be whipped by a branch. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, Bob.
See you later. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Boy. Dedicated to the one I love, yeah. Still love the way he talk, still love the way I say. Still love the way he rock them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can't tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind. Give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. Meet him in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Me in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Oh, killing me softly. Me, you out of your mind.